I was writing a note to Mike Tirico because we're going to see him up on Mackinac Island next week. And the opening night dinner for the chamber event is just incredible. There's no other way to put it. And it's just incredible because Mike Tirico is the master of ceremonies and the master of everything. I mean, he does such a great job. Arne Tellem hosting that dinner. It's very sports oriented. No one better than the GOAT, Mike Tirico, to be hosting that. And he does, he juggles these interviews with these athletes brilliantly. So I'm looking forward to that. And I just want to write him a note. Maybe we'll get to talk to him on the air. Who knows? Don't know. He's busy. Certainly very busy. And getting ready for the Olympics in Paris. Meanwhile, let's check in with John Selleck. He is the CEO of Harbor Strategic Public Relations. And here we go again. Faulty signatures may be screwing up the 2024 election. Another election spoiled by people making mistakes or going out of their way to be sure someone gets thrown out because they're controlling the signatures, saying they're all done, but they aren't. That's an interesting thought that came to my mind, John Selleck. Welcome to Focus with Paul W. Smith. That's what I started thinking. Somebody figured out, geez, if we control the signature gathering for somebody running for office and we don't get the proper number of signatures or we fake a number of them, I'm not sure they get in trouble, but the candidate loses out completely. Any chance of that, John?
Well, first, I wondered if you were lobbying to have the Dr. Pepper and pickles as the drink at the dinner with Mike Tirico. I don't know if the Grand Hotel would go there, but if anybody could get them to do it, it's you.
I don't think that they would accept that. They're kind of a more traditional place. But would you try that? Would you, John? I like Dr. Pepper. Would you drink it with pickle juice?
I'm willing to try almost anything at least once. And if you're
good
on the
for
island,
you
know, you got to be a little more wild. So, I mean, we should do it.
Well, then I'll do it if you'll do it. We already have Danielle Mason, our engineer, saying she'll do it. And I'm sure Mike Parsons will, and probably Rich Luzinski. So I'm not going to be a stick in the mud and not do it. But I'm not sure how far out of my way I'll go to try to find that. Anyway,
yeah.
Is it possible? I mean, that'd be a great way to screw up somebody in the other party. You run a company that says you'll take care of getting signatures, and then you screw it up, and they can't run for office.
For sure. And if you're one of those candidates who put a lot of money into this effort to meet the law and make sure that you got all the signatures that you needed, and then you have this happen to you, you do have to kind of question. I know Chief Craig last or 2 years ago questioned if it was a sabotage effort against him. And there's reason to think about those kind of things. But overall, Paul W., I kind of wonder if we just have to revisit this system. You know, you wonder why do we have a petition signature system in the first place. I think it was to ensure that folks who are running for these big offices actually have some chance of actually succeeding. So you can't just have 500 people throw their name on the ballot. But you know, at the state level, when you run for the state house or state senate, you can pay a fee to get yourself onto the ballot instead of collecting the signatures. You know, and maybe we're getting to the time where we have to consider something like that, because we do live in a free market economy, and the most valuable thing on a campaign, money is certainly up there, and that's usually the first answer people would give you, but it's time. And there's just not enough time to do everything that has to get done in campaigns, in the modern campaigns. And so these jobs are being farmed out. Industries have popped up around it. And unfortunately, I think what we see, certainly human error, but we definitely seem to be seeing the money motivation of people who are willing to hire on to do these jobs. And then they hope in these massive boxes of petitions that are turned in that they can slip in some sheets they filled out at their kitchen table instead of actually doing the work. And it is seriously damaging not only the candidates, but people's faith in how the elections are set up.
Good points, John. The CEO of Harbor Strategic Public Relations, 5 Republicans running for governor in 2022 were kept off the ballot. 5. After fraudulent signatures were found in their nominating petitions. And now we've got Michigan's U.S. Senate race. It's certainly one of the most hotly contested in the country after a longtime Democrat Senator Debbie Stabenow announced that she would retire this year. That left this battleground seat open in a year when each party is fighting for control of the upper chamber, from according to the Associated Press's view. And right now they're claiming that U.S. Representative Alyssa Slotkin is holding a slight edge. And I can believe that because she's very well known and has done a very good job. Mm-hmm. But her slight edge is over another guy who should be well known and, frankly, should have been the head of the FBI. And Donald Trump wouldn't have found himself in all these troubles. In fact, one of the guys running against former U.S. Representative Mike Rogers is using the same line that Trump was told about. And I know Trump very well, and he is stubborn. And when he gets something in his mind, his head, he sticks with it, too much to his failure. And they told him Mike Rogers went too easy on Hillary Rodham Clinton on something. And it was not true, but it got planted. And Donald never forgot it and didn't make Mike Rogers the head of the FBI. And had he done that, at the time I said it was former President Donald Trump's first big mistake was not making Mike Rogers head of the FBI. And look what it cost him. It cost him. He wouldn't be where he is today in all this trouble if he had the right person in the FBI that didn't get political. And anyway, be that. And Mike Rogers proved it by not just following what people told him to do to try to go after Hillary Rodham Clinton. That was stupid. So meanwhile, Slotkin ahead of Mike Rogers by a hair. How are you looking at that?
Yeah, I think the polling being released in advance of the Detroit Chamber Mackinac Conference and the potential for these candidates to debate up there are all exciting bits of information here. What we do know, LW, is that Donald Trump endorsed Mike Rogers, and that's why Mike Rogers is leading the pack in all these polls in the GOP primary while he'll be the nominee. And when you see these press releases and these complaints filed by the Democrats against somebody like Mike Rogers, it just shows you that they see the same polls that we're seeing publicly, that this race is a jump ball between Alyssa Slotkin and Mike Rogers. And that's for a lot of reasons. It's a bad year for Democrats with Joe Biden at the top of the ticket. It's a state where Donald Trump is leading most of the polling in Michigan over the last several months. So there's a leg up for Republicans here. Mike Rogers is a quality candidate. Alyssa Slotkin's a quality candidate. But the Democrats don't want to have to run against Mike Rogers. They want to run against one of those other candidates. So that's why they're pulling out sort of the traditional attacks on whether it's petition signatures or whatever else, just to try to get some bad press out there for Rogers. But when you look at that polling, Paul W., it's tied because most of the state doesn't know who these two people are yet. 53% of people in the poll have no idea who Alyssa Slotkin is.
Really?
And about the same amount have the same feeling about Mike Rogers. We're going to be hearing a lot more about them. And the key then will be how they describe themselves and how they describe each other in a way that works for voters to understand. But we've got a lot longer to go. And I think the Democrats see, they wish that Debbie Stamenow did not retire. They have a quality candidate in Slotkin, but she would have made life a heck of a lot easier for them in this election cycle. And that's why they've already booked like $50 million in campaign advertising, because they have to spend a lot to hold on to a seat that Debbie Stabenow probably would have kept in a cakewalk.
Wow. Good points, as always, John Selleck, CEO of Harbor Strategic Public Relations. Thank you. We'll see you on the island and around the block.
Sounds good.
Thank you, John. John Selleck, CEO, Harbor Strategic Relations. As we continue coming up, a new report revealing Michigan teacher salaries lag national averages. Dr. Jason Burns, research specialist from Michigan State University. Up next here, In Focus on WJR.